G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
And you have joined me this week on Left After Breakfast during our listener sponsor drive. Now, I'm assuming, of course, dear listener, that you are already a subscriber. But just in case you're not or you're running out, you can catch up with your subscription on 03-9419-8377. Or just go online, much easier, 3cr.org.au. We're really fortunate here in Australia that so many excellent musicians from Scotland have ended up here. What brings them here? Is it the weather? Well, in any case, they've done wonders for our music scene. One of those musical Scotsmen is Eric Bogle. I'm glad he chose Australia as his home. How grateful we all are. So many of Eric's songs are about the futility of war and of the loss and the agony of grief from war. I find myself close to tears when I hear them.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, oh, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. How well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Sula Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me off And when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, oh, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying. For I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship sailed into circular quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn, or to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. The old men march slowly, old bones stiff and sore, the tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Some day no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come waltzing Matilda with me. And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. You come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And now I'm going to break my heart some more. This is a song about Banjo, a horse. He was the horse of a soldier called Elijah Conn, who was a mounted trooper in the Australian 7th Light Horse who fought in Palestine. At the end of World War I, the soldiers were ordered to get rid of their horses by any means. They weren't allowed to be sent back to Australia because of quarantine regulations. That is to say, fears that they might bring back TB or anthrax or whatever to infect the country's herds of livestock, you know, of sheep and cows, etc. Many of these light horsemen did not want to leave their horses behind, not knowing what may become of them. Perhaps they were afraid of them being eaten, I don't know. Anyway, rather than leave their horses behind, the majority of the light horsemen chose to shoot them. Generally speaking, you didn't shoot your own horse, your best mate did, and vice versa. Many years later, Elijah Conn was doing an interview on Anzac Day for a local paper when he was asked about his experiences in Palestine in World War I. When he spoke about his horse Banjo, tears welled up in his eyes. And when the reporter asked him why he felt so strongly about his horse after 70-odd years, Elijah said, "Well, Banjo saved my life twice. How could I forget him?" He went on to say that on the night before they shot their horses, the men went along the tethered lines of the horses, giving them a last treat, a sugar cube, a bit of fruit. Then he said the horses usually took a wee bit of time to settle down at night, but this night they were very quiet and subdued right from the start. It's as if they knew what was going to happen to them the next day. As if they knew.
It's as if he knows he's standing close to me, his breath warm on my sleeve, his head hung low. It's as if he knows what the dawn will bring, the end of everything for my old banjo. And all along the picket lines beneath the desert sky, the light horsemen move amongst their mates to say one last goodbye. And the horses stand so quietly, roll one silent row. It's as if they know. Time after time, we rode through shot and shell. We rode in and out on hell, on their strong backs. Time after time, they brought us safely through, by their swift sure hooves and their brave hearts. Tomorrow we will form up ranks and march down to the quay, and sail back to our loved ones in that dear land across the sea. While our loyal and true companions who asked so little and gave so much will lie dead in the dust. For the orders came, no horses to return. We were to abandon them to be slain. After all we'd shared, and all that we'd been through, a nation's gratitude was a dusty grave. For we can't leave them to the people here, we
he'd rather see them dead. So each man will take his best mate's horse with a bullet through the head. For the people here are like their land, wild and cruel and hard. So Banjo, here's your reward. It's as if he knows he's standing close to me, his breath warm on my sleeve, his head hung low, as if he knows.
3CR. In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air.
Over five decades, we've been home to hundreds of shows, thousands of broadcasters and guests, and hundreds of thousands of listeners.
This February, we're aiming for 1,000 subscribers.
It's just $40 concession, $80 full.
Help us celebrate 50 years. Subscribe.
Now, another anti-war song from Eric Bogle. This is the story of a mother receiving her son back in a coffin, a box of polished pine. Ah, this is about the tragic loss of life in Northern Ireland. And Mary Black sings this one.
The time, and in his box on
Another one of his best-known songs is No Man's Land. It's another World War I-themed anti-war song. It's commonly known as The Green Fields of France, a title first given to it by the Furies, and subsequently many other cover versions have used that name. Bogle deliberately gave the dead soldier an Irish name, Willie McBride, as a counter to the anti-Irish sentiment prevalent at the time during the 1970s when he wrote this song. This version is by Neil Hanna and Neve Farrell.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while 'neath a warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I can see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Or young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave there a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever? The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And see how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no grass, no barbed wire, there's no guns firing out. But here in this graveyard, still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Two minds blind and different to his fellow man, to a whole generation who were put
I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war could end wars? Well, there's sorrow, there's suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it's all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?